everyone, and welcome into Texans Weekly. Week 5 of the NFL season in the books as the Houston Texans drop the primetime Thursday night game to the Indianapolis Colts with a score of 27-20. Let's get to all the highlights and reactions in this week's Texans Rewind.
Mallett in the gun, Foster in the backfield with him. Here's the snap. Mallett looking, fires over the middle, through the hands of Foster and picked off. Taken across the 10, 15, 20 to the left, 25, 30, 35, 40, and dragged out of bounds at the 45-yard line. Hasselbeck under center, going the backfield. Got to respect the run here. Hasselbeck digs in, fakes the give, throws back of the end zone, caught Andre Johnson, touchdown Colts. My goodness, his first touchdown in Indianapolis. And the crowd is stunned at NRG Stadium as the Texans are down 9-0. Colts hurrying up to the line. First down at the Houston 16. One back door. Texans need a turnover. Hasselbeck hands off the door, running left. And Clowney brings him down at the 20-yard line. Jadeveon Clowney with a backfield blast. 36-yard field goal attempt for the veteran Novak. Here's the snap. Here's Novak's kick. Up and good. Here's Hoyer in the gun. Novak's. 1 second to go from the 42, one snap. Hoyer gets the snap, and he airs it long toward the end zone, and it's caught by Jalen. It's gone for a touchdown. My goodness. 42-yard Hail Mary. Jalen Strong, the rookie, with his first Texas reception. It's a beauty. Here's Hasselbeck under center with Gore in the backfield. Handoff Gore again. Straight ahead. Touchdown Indianapolis. Easy drive for the Colts. Hoyer under center. Alfred Blue in the game. Hoyer fakes the give. Brian looking. Brian throwing downfield over the middle. It's Hopkins across the 20 to his right. The 15 out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Big play from Hoyer to Hop. 34 yards. Second and goal from the 11. Two receivers left, one to the right. That's Hopkins. Hoyer's shotgun airing in the backfield. Here's the snap. Hoyer to throw. Left side of the end zone. Wide open. Strong. Touchdown. Rock and roll. Jalen Strong is second of the night. Hasselbeck shotgun going the backfield with him. Here's the snap. Hasselbeck quick throw on the slant to Andre Johnson, and he slides down inside the one. They're going to call it a touchdown. Just got across the goal line. His second TD catch of the night. First down, Texans at the Houston 20. Hoyer, no backs. Three receivers right, two to the left. Here's Hoyer throwing underneath. He hits Arian Foster. He breaks a tackle. Cuts to the outside. 30. And Foster still going at the 35, 40 left sideline. The 45, the 50. And Foster down inside the 48-yard line of the Colts. What a play by Arian. 32 yards. Right hash mark. John Weeks will snap. Shane Leckler will hold. Nick Novak ready for his 49-yard attempt. The snap is down. The kick is on the way. It's got the leg, and it's good. Hoyer in the gun on third and two. Gets the snap. Bryant has time. Looking. Bryant in trouble. Here comes the blitz. Hoyer throws downfield. Hit as he throws, and this is easy pickets for an interception to Mike Adams inside the 10. Moves to his left 15. Flag down, and he's down at the 16-yard line.
Now they're going to call a late block in the back.
At the line of scrimmage, the 39, Hasselbeck takes a knee, and it's over. The Texans lose to Indianapolis 27-20, and they drop to an unthinkable 1-4 on the season.
All right, well, John Harris, boy, you and I have had some tough times here trying to come up with some good things to talk about and kind of make chicken salad out of some of this that we've been seeing, but this one was really a head-scratcher tonight.
Yeah, you don't play smart football. Too many penalties, keep drives alive. You don't deserve to win when you have that many penalties. And defensively, it's been a shock. Five games, teams have been able to do what they want to do, and it's a head-scratcher. I mean, it's frustrating. And then you see Andre Johnson coming here and do what he did. I mean, an insult injury in some sense, but if you don't play smart football, you don't deserve to win.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that defense. What is it, anything, you know, you're down here on the sidelines, you're watching, is there something that you can pinpoint? I mean, I don't know if J.J. Watt was even credited for one tackle tonight. Is he just being doubled and triple teamed? Is it not getting the help? Where is that coming from?
Well, I think it's all of them. You know, the one thing they didn't do tonight was tackle. They didn't tackle Frank Gore. Frank Gore was able to slice through the middle of the line and make yards after first contact. They didn't tackle well. Linebackers didn't tackle well. Frank Gore got a lot of that. And then I got to give credit where it's due. Pep Hamilton was fantastic. Offensive coordinator for the Colts. Had the Texans on their heels all night long. And you got to give them, you got to give him credit. Matt Hasselbeck was sick this week. Colts played a better game tonight, a smarter game, especially offensively, than the Texans did.
Let's try to talk about a few of the silver linings, and it usually has been falling within the receiver corps. DeAndre Hopkins, another career night. Jalen Strong coming in, is, you know, all he does is catch touchdown passes. I mean, there are some glimmers of hope out there, especially.
Oh, there's no question there's glimmers of hope. I mean, Brian Hoyer was fantastic. He was great in Atlanta. He was great tonight, but you waste a Hail Mary at the end. And, you know, that was maybe the most frustrating aspect of it, Patty. You get the Hail Mary, you got a ton of momentum, and then the kickoff team, you know, lets Greg Whalen run back to inside the 40, and they score in four plays. I mean, all the momentum that you have from the Hail Mary was gone because you didn't cover a kick, and then your defense let them do what they wanted to. So you couldn't capitalize on the momentum, and I think that was a big moment in the game, that they just took it 60 yards or whatever it was and stuck it right down their throat. I thought the offense, minus the last play, I'm not sure what Brian was thinking, and again, it goes to smart football. You know, DeAndre had a 15-yarder on that last drive, and then Brian just threw that one up in the middle. It was third down. I mean, they would have had fourth and three. They could have come back with another play. But, you know, it's smart football, and now it's an uphill battle. But you take them one at a time, you go to Jacksonville next Sunday and do what you can.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you talked about Brian Hoyer and just the quarterback situation. That opening drive of the game, everything was working, everything in rhythm, kind of a fluke thing through Arian's hands. It gets intercepted. It kind of changes the whole momentum and possibly the whole game. But then, I don't know what the situation was with Mallett. I don't know if you know at this point, but in comes Hoyer and kind of has that spark again like he did last week. Where do you anticipate the quarterback situation going from this point?
I think he may stick with Hoyer. Just my gut, I don't know at this point. Really, I don't know. I mean, I saw Ryan take a shot right underneath his right arm, his right rib cage, and I know that one had to hurt. And I don't know if he's going to come back and throw the ball effectively, especially dealing with the chest issue that he already had. So I think going with Hoyer was the right move, and he was fantastic, except for one throw. And it was the last one. And you just, as an NFL quarterback, you can't do that. You can't arm punt on third and three, down seven. You just can't. And he knows that. Everybody knows that. But you just can't do it.
All right. Thank you so much, John. All right, we just take a timeout on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll go inside the locker room and also hear from head coach Bill O'Brien. Stay with us.